I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What It Takes, Business Owners Tell All, the show where we dive into the real stories behind the business owners who've rolled up their sleeves, faced the unexpected, and figured it out anyway. Today's guest is someone who proves that innovation and impact don't have to live in separate worlds. Dr. Damodar Sahu is the co-founder and chief growth officer of Data Safeguard, Inc. This is an AI-powered data privacy and fraud prevention company based in Northville, Michigan. With nearly three decades of experience across YPro, tech startups, and global strategy, Dr. Sahu's now focused on building AI that doesn't just protect, but it also empowers. He's also philanthropic force, mentoring startups and supporting educational initiatives for undeserved students in his hometown out in India. And in this episode, we're talking about what it really means to build tech with a conscience, how empathy shows up in leadership, and why the human side of innovation is just as critical as the code. So let's dive in if you're ready. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
So your journey spans across corporate. You've also touched on startup. You've been in the social sectors. When you look back, what's been kind of that driving force through all of it?
Absolutely. So I call it from purpose to privacy because my current focus is on privacy, that data privacy and privacy matter. So I call it purpose to privacy, the Damo way. Damo means people call me Damo, my nickname.
So, I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So the journey from then to now, if I put it in a very short way, I often reflect on how life has a unique way of, you know, preparing us. Born and raised in a small town in India, the journey began not in a boardroom, but in a humble home where education, values, and purpose were deeply rooted. You know, the early part of my career was spent building expertise in digital transformation, ecosystems, and partner strategy across global tech companies. So I have worked with some of the most brilliant minds and resilient teams, helping organizations across industries adopt emerging technologies to drive meaningful impact. But on a turning point came when I realized that data, the currency of digital age, was being collected faster than it was being protected. That's why I call privacy matters. So privacy was becoming a miracle in the wake of AI, artificial intelligence, right? Automation and hyper-personalization as well. It was not just a technology, a gap. It was an ethical void. You know, that's why I always advocate the responsible AI and ethical AI. That's why when Data Safeguard was born, I joined the founding and co-founding team of this amazing company, not just as a business, but as a mission to protect the digital identity and enable trust in the AI era. So our flagship product, ID Privacy, I will talk in details later, is an AI-powered privacy platform that automates privacy impact assessment to consent management, data discovery, redaction, regulatory compliance across 144 global privacy laws. But beyond product and tech, what stand is our AI, that is called responsible AI and ethical AI, called CCE. It is a proprietary item, cognizable computing engine. It is contextual, compliant, and responsible and ethical AI. The framework is now core to everything we build, think, and deliver. It's how we champion responsible and ethical AI across sectors, across industries.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about AI with a conscience. I love that. What does that mean in how your company builds and deploys the technology then?
Yeah. So we are a product company, as I told you. So let's say ID Privacy is our flagship product, and that is built on privacy by design framework. And the AI engine backed by is cognizable computing engine. It's supervised learning. It is not, we don't use any ChatGPT or public AI. It's our own proprietary engine. And it's a supervisory learning, right? And at this moment, if I tell you the accuracy of identifying and discovering or detecting, identifying, mapping, classification of the personally identifiable information, or the protected health information, or the finance information, both sensitive, non-sensitive information, is at 99.54%. What does it mean? You know that every 39 seconds there is a data breach happens in this world, but all are not reported. So if enterprises are using our product, the USP of a product is, if even though data breach happens, those data will be of no use to the fraudster, because before the data breach happens, all those sensitive informations are already redacted. Once redacted, it cannot be unredacted, right? So that is the USP of our product. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your approach then to like process management, strategy, that kind of stuff when you're scaling your innovation into this fast moving tech space like synthetic fraud prevention? Because I talk to a lot of AI industry leaders who have been on this show or talking and are showing me like the latest things that their company's doing, you know, when we have some sidebar conversations. And I'm like, why? How come I've never heard of this? What's going on here? And they're like, oh, this has just been developed within the 6 months. So I'm seeing how fast things are getting developed. But I also know how trying to build foundations and process within companies, just from a business standpoint, it takes time. So how do you kind of balance the process management strategy scaling side with all of that fast moving innovation?
Absolutely. As I mentioned about data privacy or data breaches are leading to synthetic fraud, and the synthetic frauds are leading to financial crime.
Yeah.
So we are actually addressing at the core. We are addressing at the source. You know, cybersecurity is already there, but privacy matters, we all know from our childhood, right? So privacy is the first line of defense. Security comes in the periphery, or security comes later. So we are addressing at the core. If you can address the privacy, if you can address, even though data breach happens, though data will be of no use to them, then up to some extent, we can actually control the synthetic fraud. Synthetic fraud is leading to financial crime, right? What synthetic fraud? Let's say synthetic fraud is nothing but once the data breaches have happened, then with help of AI, the fraudsters, they do permutation combination and they create a lot of duplicate identity. That is called Frankenite identity. And with help of Frankenite identity, they can do many financial crime. Do you know, in a year, Enter Global is losing $1 trillion to the cyber criminals. $1 trillion.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, I believe it.
It's unbelievable. Correct. So our mission, not only for business, but to safeguard yours and my digital identity. That is our personal or protected health information, or maybe sensitive, non-sensitive information. So it should not go to fraudster. As you know, I mean, if my identity is disclosed, then you know how they can create havoc in my life. So mission is very clear. We are addressing the privacy, and privacy is the first line of defense. So once we are addressing that, then others will be addressed automatically. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think that's kind of a lesson that I think a lot of businesses should learn is like, know what your mission is, stay true to that vision. So you know what the main primary reason is for your being. And then after that, all the rest of the processes kind of fall into place. And just kind of like you said, so can you walk us through a time where like refining your internal processes really shifted the game for maybe your team internally, or maybe for your customers? Like they've felt that you guys have addressed things differently by your processes inside.
Truly, absolutely. So we are a product company. So we have 7 core products, all powered by AI under one product called ID Privacy. That is the data privacy platform powered by AI. And our customers they can be at any size. It can be small, medium, or large. But at this moment, we are a startup. We are focusing more on large enterprises, cut across banking, financial services, insurance, healthcare, retail, telecom, manufacturing, automotive, right? I mean, whoever using our data, they can be our customer, including government. And it's a regulatory product, right? You know, the privacy law started with GDPR back 2016-17. Then if I talk about US in early 2020, then California adopted law, California Consumer Protection Act, CPRA now, right? CCPA, CCPRA. And then other states and countries, they followed. That's why I told at this moment. There are 144 countries on earth. They have adopted a law, right? And it's a regulatory product. And the fines are huge. Last year, United States alone has paid close to $23 billion fine to the regulatory authority.
Wow.
And yeah, so fines are huge. And even one of the DNA company recently, right, they have filed bankrupt because one data breach has actually created they lost the trust of consumers.
Yeah.
So, you know, if any enterprise lost the trust of consumer, the consumer or the client won't doing business with them again, right? So you see how, so we are enabling enterprises that the privacy should not be just a checkbox, but it should be a business enabler, right?
Mm.
The privacy should actually help them to gain more business, right? How? Once the consumer trust will go up, right? And the word of mouth will go like wildfire, right? And people will be definitely do more business with that particular enterprise. So once the trust factor is gone, like one data breach, the enterprise is finished, right?
Yeah.
So that is how we are actually enabling enterprises to do more with privacy. And it is not a cost center. It's not we are actually enabling them that whatever you invest, within 4 to 6 weeks, you can start seeing the return on investment, right? So that is what our...
I think that's a tough thing for any little, what business owners see as like an operational cost or an investment or things like that. Like it's not that straight line to, oh, if we do this, then we get a sale and we get the money. But there's a lot of things that can, like you said, I mean, you can go bankrupt if you don't do this. So just by seeing all of these metrics put into place, you investing a little bit into, you know, a data safeguard company such as you guys, that you're actually saving your company money. You're actually enabling your business to stay in business for the long term. And I think that you guys have had to have built ecosystems with cross-functional teams, because you're obviously dealing with, you know, you've got your programmers, your engineers, I'm sure, that are working on the AI itself and the privacy, keeping everything secure and really being those, you know, that first line of defense, the armor. But you also have, you know, other people doing different jobs. What are some key lessons in aligning your vision for data privacy and that mission that you talked about across those diverse kind of stakeholders within your company?
Absolutely. So we are a Silicon Valley headquarter company, headquartered in Santa Clara. Our development centers are in India, like Bangalore, Pune. We have a global R&D center in the eastern part of India, that is Bhubaneswar. And our delivery centers are across North America as well as India. And we are doing business in United States as well as Europe and Asia-Pac region as well. And as you know, no story of building anything real comes without any setbacks, right? So in early days of data safeguard, it was extremely difficult to get people to care about privacy because it is a new subject, right? And it was extremely difficult to get people focus on privacy, right? And but we did it. For many enterprises, privacy was just a checkbox. We have moved them from a checkbox to a strategic differentiator. I just mentioned about that. Not just a legal obligation, but as a business, right? We also face technical hurdles, like building an AI engine was not just smart, but sometimes also you have to focus on ethical and context aware, right? It took late nights, a lot of uncomfortable truth to get our ID product or ID privacy to where it is today, right? And personally, I had known being a corporate leader, as my previous background was into corporate, and become an entrepreneur now. Now, there are difference between leading within a structure and building that structure from scratch, right? So you need that grit, clarity, and emotional intelligence, of course, in the strong views. Of course, we have developers, we have engineers, we have research people, we have a subject matter expert on data privacy. They come with all legal background, consulting background, right? So that all work with us. And a few things I need to mention here, staying customer obsessed, right? You need to understand what exactly customer needs, how your solution can actually help and elevate the customer, right? From level one to, let's say, level two and level three, right? And people should not look at this as a cost. They should look at it as an enabler and business enabler, right? That exactly we did it. And building with intent and not just ambitions. And you can't you can't grow alone, right? You have to have a partner ecosystem. So I am a strong believer of partner ecosystem. It can be your initial design partner, your investor, your family, your colleagues' family, and your partners, your clients. Put clients as a partner, right? The moment you look at everybody as a business partner, it makes a difference, change altogether. So partnering deeply instead of selling quickly, right? So we always like to be partner for a long time rather than one transaction, okay, you sell it and you go. Not like that, right? And most importantly, building a team that believe in why before what, right? Why privacy matter? No, the moment people get to know, okay, what we are doing other than business, there is a global ambition, right? Mission to safeguard the privacy of all our sensitive information. So that goes a long way. Yeah.
Well, you just pretty much answered the question that I was going to ask that I ask all of our guests on the show, because it's called What It Takes, Business Owners Tell All. And you just listed so many great qualities of a person, so many great approaches to how to manage the why before what. I absolutely love that. I'm a huge proponent of that as well. And I think that that approach is sometimes a little bit unique, you know, because we can get caught up in the day-to-day of what we need to do and how we need to do it, that we sometimes can forget our why. But the why before what, I think, is a really good one to say. But is there anything else that you want to add, that talking about what it takes and these qualities it sounds like you use to kind of help cross-functionally with your teams and seeing every person as a business partner? I love that approach. I think that that's actually really good to keep that mindset, as well as when you're building your teams, looking for people who really can be in alignment with you and be a partner to your team as well. So I'm already taking so many tidbits from you based on that last question, but is there anything else that you want to add about what it takes?
Absolutely. So now actually with the spirit, with the partner in mind, with a growth mindset, now we are recognized as the most comprehensive AI-powered data privacy platform. And many of the analysts, they have recognized us. And we have partner ecosystem, large global system integrator, as well as Big Four are partnering with us. And not because of our product, because the way we disrupt in the market and how we are actually helping enterprises to take them to the level one to level two. So that's all about. And we are a privacy enabler and shaping conversation in boardroom, media, and policy circles. And what exactly the road ahead is, basically we want to scale it by 1 billion valuation company by 2028. And we are also in a verge of advancing our other product that is called Synthetic Fraud Prevention product. It's a silent threat most companies underestimate. I told you that is leading to 3 trillion loss globally because of the financial crime. So we are also deepening our AI governance tools aligned with evolving framework like the European Union AI Act, and India has adopted a law called DPDP, and even upcoming US privacy regulation. And so creating a global center of excellence for ethical and responsible AI. So these are our plan in future. And of course, we want to collaborate with regulators, analysts, and academia to shape the future facing on human privacy technologies, right? So, yeah.
That's amazing. And I think if anybody is sitting in that business seat and thinking about privacy and how that, you know, even affects them and their business, you'd be really surprised in hearing a lot of these stats. I didn't know they were so staggering. That's really huge. And I think today I was at least reminded that, like, when innovation is driven by purpose, it has the power to do more than just solve problems. It can actually change lives. Because I know we're talking from a business owner's perspective and, you know, fines that the US has paid alone and things, but these actually equate to real people who have had their identity kind of, you know, mismanaged and handled and having some fraud happen to them. As somebody who is experiencing that as we speak in real time, I was trying to file my taxes and they got rejected because somebody else used one of my children's, you know, social security numbers. And I was talking to somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, like our family's going through that too. And we were like, what? Like, I've never actually heard of that before. So it is becoming more and more commonplace and more rampant. So I think having, you know, companies like yours that are really focused on privacy and security, it does trickle down to the individual and the end customer and not just business. I mean, it's going to obviously affect businesses too, but that. So definitely changing lives. And whether it's like AI preventing fraud or scholarships to transforming futures. Yeah. We didn't really get to talk about that, but you're leading with heart and showing us how to stay people focused in a data-driven world. So if people are trying to look for your company, do you guys have a website or somewhere that they can find you?
Oh, yeah. We are very much available on our website, LinkedIn, and my LinkedIn profile. Every day I post on privacy, why privacy matters. And I myself call myself privacy warrior. So whenever I go, I can talk. Only I'll talk about privacy. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. We have www.datasafeguard.ai. And if people can just go and search by Dr. Damodar Sahu, they will get my name first on LinkedIn. And of course, I'm very much visible in Insta. And Insta, a lot of my dance video.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to check that out now.
Yeah.
So, and then if you guys are interested, connect with him, LinkedIn, website, like he said, Insta. I'm looking forward to seeing that. The links will be in the show notes as well. So if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it and leave us a review. Stick with us as we keep uncovering what it takes as business owners tell all. So I'm Jamie Seeker. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to seekersolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at seekersolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.